Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you. Beginning in just a moment here for the block line tonight. Amen. Any other instructions, anybody?
Oh, praise and I thank the Lord. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries? Glory to God, we're being heard in countries such as Argentina, Georgia, Portugal, Australia, Germany, Romania, Austria, Belgium, Brazil, Indonesia, Ireland, Italy, China, Canada, Japan, Sweden, Kenya, China, Czechoslovakia, Lithuania, Turkey, Ukraine, the United Kingdom, the United States, Vietnam, you name it, literally all over the world, and to God be the glory. Then I should take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening where there's a shift in Christendom and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Jeannie Hagan. You're doing an excellent job, and thank God for you and Bishop Hagan giving my regards. We welcome all of you to the blog live tonight. We've come to give God glory and praise and to take prayer requests and then thank him for what he's going to do for you. God is so wonderful, so multitudinously good. And we praise him for everything that he has done. God bless you. Is there anybody on the line tonight that needs something from the Lord? If so, I'm opening up the prayer request line. I want you to put your prayer request in there. And as we pray for you, then have faith with us to believe God's going to do it. We do believe he's going to do it. We're going to thank him in advance for doing it. All right? This has been a wonderful day, a long day, but wonderful. Amen. God bless us. And now we want to pause for you. Amen. If you have a prayer request, let me know. When I opened up the line and said the line is open to you, that means speak right then. And we'll start taking down your prayer request. Okay? The line is open to you. All right? Anyone?
314, Ambassador Jones. Good evening, Dr. Johnson and our prayer line family. I just want to ask God to open the door for this job if it's his will for me. And I want to remember my family in prayer. Let's remember the First Lady and the First Family. And let's continue to speak blessings over Amazing Grace. I want a financial miracle for Amazing Grace.
Thank you so much. You know, that's amazing. I met a multimillionaire today. And thank God he, we're supposed to talk tomorrow or sometime this week. Amen. I think I'm asking the Lord to let him come over and see Amazing Grace.
Amen.
And y'all join with me. Yes. And then God will get his attention.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you.
That. I touch and agree with you on that, Dr. John.
All right. All I need is one. Gotta do it.
Yes.
Thank God for you. And then I certainly want to pray for you, too, that God will bless you with a great job.
Yes, in the name of Jesus, I believe.
Your family, God bless you.
Thank
all right, is there anybody else who has a prayer request before we...
That's Peterson. Peterson, I need prayer for me, and also pray for my sister-in-law. Her name is Diane. She had a tooth that we broke, had a broken tooth in her mouth. She didn't know it. It's causing a lot of problems. They put in the hospital, and they're keeping her sedated. Confusing to get this surgery. Would you pray for her, please?
She has a broke tooth, huh?
Yeah, tooth broke some time ago. She didn't know, so we started pressing her nerve on her face and things swell. So they admitted her to the hospital yesterday, so they're going to do surgery too, so they keep her not highly sedated because the pain is so severe.
That's a broke tooth. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, my God. I know she is in pain. All right, let's put...
And also pray for Latanya Williams. I haven't heard her in a while. Pray for her.
Okay. Latanya.
And me.
I heard from her that about a week ago she's doing good.
She was good. She said she's going to call me, but then I haven't heard from her.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. We get one more opportunity. We're taking prayer requests. Anybody else have any prayer requests? Thank God for you. Amen.
This is right. Ambassador Fireson. Can you hear me?
You certainly can.
Okay. I'm calling from Michigan, and I would like to request prayer for my mother. And I would like to request prayer for our family, my mother and our family.
All right. Same word.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else? I think we're ready to pray. I'm going to pray here tonight, and is there anyone who would like to precede me, one of these prayer warriors and intercessors, would like to pray a general prayer before I pray? I'll specifically mention these people.
I'll pray, Dr.
Johnson. Go ahead.
Dear Lord, we come to you, Father. Thank you for this opportunity to come to the throne of grace, Father. Lord, and as we come, Lord, forgive us of any sins, anything we've done or anything we said that's not pleasing to you. Lord, please forgive us, Father. Lord, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, Father, let us strive to be more Christ-like. Let us walk in your image and your light, Lord. Lord, thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your understanding.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the blood that was shed on the cross for us, Jesus. Lord, we can't thank you enough for all that you have done and will do for us. Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise and just say thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Lord, you heard these prayer requests, Lord. We lift them up to you. You know each and every one. You know even though the prayer request that was in someone's head that may not have spoke up. But, Lord, we know you're a healer. We know you're a deliverer. Lord, we know you are everything. Alpha Omega, beginning and the end, Lord, we trust you with all that we have, Jesus. Lord, and we just say thank you, Lord. Bless each family on this prayer line. Bless each soul, Lord. Let us, Lord, reach out and touch the ones who don't know you, Jesus. Let us be the only light they may shine on. Lord, let our words, let our actions, let our love reflect you. Lord, we pray this in all things in Jesus' name for your sake. Amen.
Oh, and Father, we want to thank you for such a wonderful concern for your people and wonderful prayer. I'm asking you to look on Ambassador Jones, Bernada Jones. Oh, God, give her a great job making great money.
Yes, God.
That's from my heart. Lord, please do that. Mm-hmm. Look on her family. I'm praying for peace in family. God, save them. In the name of Jesus, save all of them. In Jesus' name. Bless.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
For your blessings upon the family.
Yes.
Oh, God, upon our family. And
yes,
thank
God.
You for looking on First Lady Betty and looking on me, Lord, at amazing grace.
Yes, Lord.
God, give us a financial breakthrough.
Yes,
you got the cattle on the fountain here. You got all kind of money.
Yes, God.
I don't normally ask you for it. I just...
Yes.
Asking you, Lord, for your house, for your bride.
Yes. Yes.
And thanking you for touching and for making way.
Yes.
Out of the way. We appreciate all that you've done, all that you're going to do, all the plans that you have for us.
Oh, yes, yes, God.
Lord, can anything good come from the hood?
Yes.
Thank you for it. And then look on that Master Peterson. God bless her, first of all. Help her, God. Give her a financial break.
Yes, God. Oh, yes. All I need is here.
And her body. Her sister-in-law. That must be some type of terrible pain.
Yes, God.
Help her. Touch her. And be resolved, whatever they need to be.
Yes, God, yes.
Whatever needs to be. Let it be answered.
Yes.
Yes. Latanya Williams, we give her a desire, Lord, to let us know where she is and put her back. Lord, put everybody we've lost back on the prayer line. We lost them, Lord. But some of them didn't get the right number. But bless them in Jesus' name. Help them. I'm praying for our daughter, Lanitra, and her husband. All of them, Lord, especially all of them.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
We pray thank you for them. And I pray that you give them peace within the family. Joy and greater love within the family.
Thank you.
Oh, God, touch them and help them, Lord, to embrace each other and to be there for each other. Oh, God, help the daughters, help the sons. Just bless and help in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory and the adoration for it. Now, God, touch everywhere. Bless these folks in the city. And bless these folks in the field. Bless them going out and they're coming in.
Okay.
Bless them, Lord, with great jobs. And bless them with great health, great strength. Lift every heavy burden.
Yeah.
Lighten every heavy load.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give joy in the midst of sorrow. Peace in the midst of confusion.
Yes,
and God, we look to you.
Yes,
can nobody do what you can do?
Yes, God. Yes.
Can nobody make no way but you?
Yes.
Can nobody heal our bodies but you?
Yes.
We look unto you, Lord. You are hope for the world. You hope for the world.
Yes.
And the world, we want them to look to you, Lord, because
yes,
you are the one can turn things around.
Yes.
Place our feet on blessed ground. Thank you for it. Thank you because we are the modern day church. And Lord, we love you because you haven't left your church out. And God, you love your church. And you're going to bless your church. They'll see in the near future how you're going to bless your church. I'm the devil in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we offer thanks unto you. We're not only coming to ask things from you, but we're coming to give you the proper and the proper adoration. We've come to thank you a thousand times. God, you just gave that to us, and we want to give it to the people everywhere. That's why we offer praise unto you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, everybody.
This is a time that we're going to stand. And we are going to a family prayer. And everybody who's got a voice, who's grateful to God that he gave you a voice to raise.
Yes.
I want you to help me give God a loud praise.
Yes.
Praising the sound of the cymbal. Praising with the anthem. Praising with your voices. Let everything that has breath give God praise. Let's thank him right now and praise him right now. We'll praise him until about, we get to about 9:30. All right, God, let's go. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And we certainly do praise him for you and you and you. Nobody like y'all. Thank God for you. Oh, my God, I appreciate you. So very, very, very much. I really do. I appreciate you so very, 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 very much. All right. I just want to see, before we go off the line tonight, does anybody have anything you want to thank God for and give it as an open testimony, a praise report? If so, I'm going to open up the line for you to give God praise and adoration.
I thank God, because all day today I really had a bad day today. But the night since I've been on the prayer line, and Lord, I'm with you much better. I feel so much better.
Amen.
Beautiful. Thank you, praise God. Thank you,
yes,
praise God.
Father, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I mean, woman not only brings forever blessed, but she brings praise reports.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else want to give your praise report? Anybody? Yeah, good ones.
314, Pastor Jones. I just want to thank God just for being God who he is and for watching over me each and every day. He keeps me in comfort, keeps me in peace, and I just want to thank him.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
That's beautiful.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Peace and love and joy. Anybody else that want to say something about Jesus and give a praise report of what he did for you?
Thank you, Lord.
Lines open.
Thank you, God.
Lines open. Lord. I want to thank him for giving us an off-the-chain day in Amazing Grace.
Thank you, God.
Such a great time. It was so expedient. And at the same time, it was so resourceful. God blessed us. And we had wonderful, wonderful service. And the praise and worship was great. And there's so much that God has done for us.
Thank you very much.
And then God gave me a life-changing message. It just will change anybody's life. Doesn't seem like it's so effective from the title, but let me tell you, within the context, God said, the Lord rebukes you. God moved in such a great way. And we gave him the glory and the praise. And I preached a message called Check Your Priority List. That's what's happening with some people. They got their priorities mixed up. And when you have your priorities mixed up, you can't be as blessed as you could be because your priorities are mixed up. I think I'm going to try to preach that on Friday. If you want to hear it, and your son or daughter or your husband or wife or your friend needs to hear that, check your priority list. Be on the line on Friday morning for the prayer line at 6 a.m. because I'm going to try to preach that. Check your priority list. When you get that right, let me tell you something, blessings will start to flow your way. Mm-hmm. If you don't have your priority list straight, then it will seem like you're on the wrong trail. And why would God give you preferential treatment if you got your priorities mixed up? If he's not number one on your list, on your priority list, why would you think he'll give you priority treatment? You've got to get your priorities straight first. All right, and we had such a great time today. And then I left Amazing Your Grace and went to see Mother Ann Bridgewater. She's in the hospital at KU. Anybody from Kansas, I'm sure she'd appreciate it. But if you hear me, check your priorities. It may be a priority on your list. Visit the sick. This woman, Mother Bridgewater, has a compassion in her heart. She goes to see so many people in the hospital. And now we checked our priorities, and she's on our priority list to go see my bitch wife. We did it today. And we left there, oh, my God, after having such a great message about check your priority list with the hospital, see Mother Bridgewater. And then after that, we went, someone gave us a concert to go to KU's concert. Kansas University. It was so productive. Amen. How God blessed us to meet some of the right people who can help us. And we're just marching forward in the name of Jesus and thanking God for what he's done for us. Oh, all right. If anybody else has a praise report, go ahead, jump in there and give your praise report.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. This is Mother Woods, 616 Michigan.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. I thank God also for the wonderful, blessed day we had at church today. And you know, a few weeks ago, I sprained my foot after I fell out here. I told y'all all about filling that hole and everything, and I was on crutches. But, oh, I think I forgot about I'm healed. But I shouted on that. Hey, glory. I shouted and praised God. I had my heels on, and I shouted and praised God. And gave, I did the intercessory prayer. I shouted all over the pulpit. I shouted today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God. I feel good down in my sanctified soul. God, that's been good. And I'm thanking. And I've had two knee joint replacements. And then my foot was sprung, but I'm healed. Glory to God. And I thank God, because I love to shout and praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Chief Ambassador. God bless you. That is wonderful. Thank you. That is so wonderful. Hey, thank you, Lord. Amen. I visualize that. When y'all talk like that, I visualize it. I guess I'm a visionary and a faith man of God. I visualize it. Amen. You were shouting, I could see you shouting.
Glory.
My God, you did shout. Wow.
Yes, I did. Hey, ha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
And others shouted because you were shouting.
Yes, Lord. Fire. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
I see it.
Yes, my God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Mother Woods.
All right, somebody else. God has blessed. Give your praise report. Amen.
Yes.
God has blessed you. I keep on telling y'all, it's all about the money when the enemy tries to block you. And God blesses you. The enemy doesn't want you to be blessed.
Yes.
He doesn't want you to be prosperous. That's why he's trying to block the money from getting to you. But God, you please, it shall surely come. And people will want to be like you.
Yeah.
And you lead them to Jesus, okay? Because God has blessed you. All right, anybody else with the praise report? Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Amen. Don't sit there silent.
Yeah.
He's been just that good to you, too good.
He has.
That you would hold your peace on him. I can understand if he had robbed a bank. You would hold your peace on him. You didn't want nobody to know that you knew he robbed the bank. I can understand if you would hold your peace, if you knew that he was not only a bank robber, but if he had somehow murdered somebody, I can understand you holding your peace, because you wouldn't want him to know that you know.
Yeah.
What he had done.
Yeah.
But this man I'm talking about went to Calvary, Jesus.
Yes, he did.
Hung, lived, and died for you.
Yes.
That you might have eternal life.
Yes.
So that's why I can't understand why you would hold your peace on him. As much as he's done for you, you ought to be a blabbermouth. Can't even hold it. Just still heaven. Come on. Anybody else have a praise report you want to tell?
Yeah.
Tell of his goodness. Would someone would like to entertain you doing that? Go on, man.
Yeah.
The line is open to you. How about y'all in 312? Don't you have nothing you can say for the Lord? 972-17. Come on. How about y'all in 314 in St. Louis? Is that Mother Woods at 738-92? Come on. How about you all in area code 913? Yeah, 913.
Sister Linda from Salt Lake City, Utah, 801. I just want to say I thank the Lord for blessing us to go to church, and we just looked at the word, we just had that thing up there to hear the convocation when the mm-hmm. bishop was preaching and everything, and I was glad that I got to go to hear that.
Absolutely, brother.
I could have stayed at home and watched it on our TV, but our pastor told us to come to church today, even though they in St. Louis, so we had to be obedient to him and go to church anyway. And they showed that film up there. So I thank God for it, because when we were sitting in church, boy, that convocation, it was a blessing to us. We got to shouting. See, like that, the Spirit of the Lord just come on through that house.
Yes.
And we're just praising God today. I just thank the Lord, hallelujah, for how he blessed the few that was there.
Yes.
We had a glorious time. So I just want to thank the Lord for that.
That's beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Anybody else want to say a word? The line is open to you. Anybody in 314 or 912 or 616, anybody want to say something in behalf of the Lord and Savior who bless you once, bless you twice? Don't keep on blessing me the rest of your life. All right, the line's open to you, anybody? All right, thank God. We had a glorious time tonight.
Yes.
Yes, we have. Amen. And we just want to praise God for y'all over and over again. Yeah, he's so real. I keep telling y'all that regardless of what you're going through, it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
I believe God is making a way out of no way for y'all.
Yeah.
He's blessing y'all. It's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. God is fixing things. I got a feeling it's going to be all right. All right. May y'all have a good night. I'm a little tired tonight. I've been running 3 or 4 places today. But my spirit is high.
Hey,
glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Here it is, high.
Thank
God for you and you and you. God bless them everywhere, Lord. Bless their health. Bless them with great strength. Bless their bank account. Send them a shot in the name of Jesus.
I receive it. Thank you.
We love you, Lord. And Lord, we know that you are over timing, but let your timing, I'm asking, come soon. Will you bless your people in such an ultra awesome way?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
In the name of Jesus.
So we
thank
give
you,
you faith. Thank God. Amen.
Yes.
And amen and amen.
Thank you.
Thank God. All right. Have a wonderful night. Amen. Just remember, it's going to be all right.
Yes, it is.
All right. We love you.
All right.
I
love you too.
Amen. Y'all stick around for a moment, and we'll do that. Praise the Lord, everybody. Bless your sound music. Get up and walk around.
Yeah.
Exercise, you might say.
All right.
I enjoyed Mother Daniels today. I had the chance of taking her to the hospital to see Mother Bridgewater, and she wouldn't let me help her up. She wouldn't let me help her get into the car. She had a walker. She said, just pass it. If you would, just fold my walker up and put it in the car. I'll get up. That kind of reminded me of my mother, Mother Annie Johnson.
Yeah.
She would never let me help her. No. I'll get up. No, I need to get up myself.
Yeah.
She walking on a walker. You try to help her. Oh, no. I can get up there. Let me get up there.
Mother Johnson.
She lived to be 95. Y'all might want to listen to Mother Johnson.
Yes, sir.
No. Let me get up there.
Uh-huh.
You don't need to help me up. I can get up.
Yes.
Don't let nobody help you do something that you can do for yourself.
That's right.
That's why you'll be depending on them to help you.
Yes, you will.
Sure will.
The limbs get kind of kind of tired, you know. You need that exercise. When we come to you with this praise time, this shout music, don't let it pass you by.
That's right.
You know you need to move those legs.
Yes, yeah,
you
so
need
too.
To move those arms. You need to get up and shout. God's been mighty good to you.
Yes,
if you want something to shout about, think the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you.
Yeah,
all right? It's going to be all right.
Yes, sir.
What all right she was. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try to win tonight. God bless y'all.
Yes,
y'all.
Sir.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good
night.
Good night, everybody.
Amen.
God bless you.